Where are you taking us, Horomop?
To the palace. Pharaoh's orders. Commander, they are ready to go. Move. I will answer, Eminence of Ankh-Mahu. What is it?
Why do you think Amenhotep, or as you call him, Akhenaten, why do you think he has summoned us?
Stand trial. Pharaoh intends to try you in front of the people. There's a rumor amongst the people that Amon talked, that he was a living god, not just a sculptor. Akhenaten wants to know how Amon talked.
I will answer, Akhenaten. But why did you, our friend, who became commander of the Egyptian army with our support, leave us alone? We expected you to help us.
I still worship Amon and respect you greatly. But I must obey Akhenaten before Amon, because he is the son of gods on Earth. Egyptian pharaohs are demigods and the rulers of all Egyptian people. I must obey. I would very much like to help you, but I am unable. Do you know who is going to try us? Use Arsif, I think.
Will use Arsif never stop? Will he not leave us in peace?
Worship the one God for all his blessings. If not for the mercy of the one God, we would never have thought to prepare ourselves to fight the famine. We can only imagine what could have happened to us. Just see how dry the Nile is. See how parched the plains and farms are. That would have been us as well. Now the people of many other countries need your help. If not for God's kindness, you would be desperate like them as well. So be grateful for these blessings. And now that you no longer worship the cold stone idols, now that you are no longer ignorant, you should worship the one God. We have issued the order that the one God will be worshipped in Amon Temple. May God further enlighten our hearts with the light of faith.
Stronger than me.
Rodimar will always be my teacher.
Go on.
Rodimar? Rodimar?
Yes, Excellency. I am Rodimar.
you be?
At war in the northern neighboring countries with Commander Harimau.
I want you on my side always.
What is this place? Where are we?
This is Excellency Joseph's house. I brought you here, lady.
You are Asenath, wife of Prophet Joseph.
I thought that I loved Excellency Joseph very much. Although, from what I hear from your maidservants, one must learn how to love from you. Nearly 30 years of weeping and waiting. Nearly 30 years separation. By God, one must admire such love and sanctity and patience.
My love wasn't as pure as you think. Joseph is too lofty for a sinner like me to deserve his love. I befouled my love long ago with lust and carnal desires, and I was punished for it. You go through life thinking that you know everything. 30 years of taunts. 30 years of snide remarks. And humiliation. 30 years of moaning and weeping. 30 years of searching every street. 30 years of running, but never reaching anywhere. That was to be my punishment. But I didn't complain.
My knowledge is limited to the short time I have spent with you. And what I have heard about you from your maids. I am not to be blamed. Not knowing anything about you. Or what you've been through. We'll find out why Joseph didn't know about you. He must answer for being uninformed.
No, please don't talk about Joseph like that.
Wait here a while. I will come back. Where is Excellency Yuzarsif?
His Excellency is in the Great Hall with Pharaoh Akhenaten.
Come with me.
Oh, Asenath! Asenath! How could Joseph possibly have known what I've been through? My problems are not important enough. He is surrounded by enough problems and sorrows. He doesn't belong to Zuleika. He shouldn't think about her.
I heard that when you were in the temple, Amon would talk to people. And when you were not, Amon was silent. Do you believe that Amon, who was so humiliatingly hidden by the priests, could actually talk?
One can deceive commoners, but one cannot deceive the wise, Excellency Yuzarsif. I shall not try. The truth of the matter, it was me speaking through a hatch, near the statue of Amon. I changed my voice a little bit. The echo in the temple gave it an ethereal quality, and the people believe it was Amon. That is the truth.
Indeed, you are very clever, Uncle Mahdo. Why did you not use your cleverness to help people?
The repetition of a lie will sometimes cause the liar to believe it as well. Repetition led us to believe Amon was really a god. The stupidity of the people and the sweet taste of hypocrisy was very tempting. People wanted to believe it, and we used it to our advantage.
How are the people stupid if they believe the same lies that you yourself believe? The people are not stupid. They only believed your lies because you hid the truth from them. Offer the people right and wrong side by side, and you will see which one they choose.
Lady Asana, wife of the governor of Egypt, requests permission to enter.
Tell her to enter. Lady Asana needs no permission.
God will forgive me. I wish to make a complaint to Pharaoh Akhenaten against him.
Asana, today is the trial of the priests. May we leave my trial for later?
This is urgent. I'm afraid it cannot wait.
We'll try the priests at a later time. Asana speaks.
I want to know why, His Excellency Yusarsif, a man who has dedicated his whole life to the well-being of all others, remains uninformed about a blind, wandering, broken-hearted old man.
Oh, my lady!
What is it, my lady?
How could I know the old woman that you are talking about? She has occupied my mind and my dreams, but never her face. So how could I find her?
You do know her, but never paid her attention. The one who raised you with love for many years. And when the flames of love rose in her soul, set fire to her whole being, you left her alone. She is Zuleika.
Zuleika.
Beautiful, wealthy aristocrat. It can't be Zuleika.
Her love for you did this to her. She's waited for you for 30 years. She's wandered the streets in search of you for 30 years. She has sacrificed her wealth, youth, and beauty. But you paid her no attention.
It isn't like that, Asana. That is not the whole truth. Egypt's pharaoh, 12 years ago, released me from the prison that Zuleika and Potiphar had sent me to.
We witnessed how Zuleika and the Egyptian noblewomen slandered Usarsif and had him imprisoned for 12 years for a crime he never committed.
The women confessed to their guilt and testified that Usarsif was innocent.
And what did I do to them after I was released? Nothing. They should thank God that I did not punish either Zuleika or her husband. And anyway, how could I even guess that Egypt's second lady, with all her power and wealth, could end up in such a condition?
Well, she has fallen. Now she needs your sympathy.
You know better than anyone how I want to sympathize. That old woman has been tormenting my dreams for years, and I have wished to fulfill her needs. If you allow, I will go and see Zuleika.
No. We are all eager to meet the broken-hearted lover.
If you allow, I will bring the lady here.
Go and get her then.
You must marry an old, frail woman? She is debilitated.
It is God's command that I marry this broken-hearted old woman. Already having a beautiful wife like you, why would I want another? Whatever she is makes no difference.
I thank the Prophet of God for his kindness. Even if Zuleika was beautiful, I would still submit to God's will.
Lady Zuleika and her companions request permission to enter.
Thank you.
Zuleika's glory.
I heard you sacrificed it all for me.
Will you not ask what happened to Zuleika's beauty?
The pain of love burns the heart. Tell me something. Where is all your love for Joseph?
That love still.
still exists inside. I nurtured it with my heart and kept it in my chest.
Forgive my not knowing about you. His will, which is above all other wills, kept me uninformed.
Is that you being so kind to me?
No. It is God being benevolent to you. You are now favored by the one God. What is your request?
What can I request that I lack? I want it to be loved, and he is by my side. I want it so worshipped, in whose presence I am. I have only one wish. Seeing Joseph. And that requires seeing eyes. Which I lack.
If the beloved can't enable your eyes to see, the worshipped can. You ask for it, and I will pray. If he wills it, your eyes will see. Send light to the eyes of this imploring servant. And as you enlightened her heart with the light of faith, brighten her eyes too.
To grant me seeing eyes so that
I can see my Joseph one more time before I die. I want to see only you in the short time I have left. These intrusive tears, what do you want from me? Will you not let me see my Joseph in these last moments of my life?
Don't worry, Zuleika. God has granted you a new life to make up for the long years of separation. This is God's will.
Do you see God's mercy? Can you believe it? Zuleika can see.
Of course she can. When a prophet prays, the God of the universe answers. To heal the blind is a small miracle.
Oh, lady! Come, oh, my lady!
Jiminy.
My lady!
You both have aged so much. All because you spent your life looking after me.
My lady!
I can see you again. I can see you. Do you see God's benevolence and mercy? What do I do, prophet of God? How can I thank the mighty God? Is it enough to prostrate myself?
It is. Prostrate in gratitude. It is the most beautiful manifestation of servitude. What do the priests of Amon Temple see? Are you still doubtful?
I see nothing. A moment ago you called me clever. So I'm not stupid enough to believe a show such as this.
A lifetime of lying and deceit has made you deaf, dumb, and blind. You will always remain ignorant.
Believing in what is stupid? The power of the one God? Or Zuleika's new sight?
I doubt the both of them. I don't believe Zuleika was blind. All it was an elaborate ruse.
Everyone in Thebes knows of Zuleika's blindness. I have no doubt. I wonder if you are not the blind one.
You doubt Zuleika's blindness? All right. Do you believe she is a frail old woman? Would you believe if she became young?
Of course I would. But I assure you, if the dead return to life and dark to light, Zuleika would be young as well.
So, Ankh-Morpho, Zuleika became young. I thought so. The heart which has led thousands of God's servants to infidelity and idolatry shall never be enlightened by the divine light.
After what you have seen, you still don't believe in Yuzarsi's God? You still want to worship the incapable Amon? Well, I'm going to Yuzarsi. I want to renounce my worship of Amon. Will the Prophet of God accept me?
Welcome, Kofo. Welcome.
It's unbelievable. God doesn't bless anyone like that.
God loves you very much, Zuleika. Thank you.